Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IMEM, Laura, L-A-U-R-A, Capistran, C-A-P-I-S-T-R-A-N, hyphen Lucero, L-U-C-E-R-O. Laura Capistran Lucero is a 36-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 10-4-18, where she fell in the staircase while ascending them. Apparently a mat came out and she tripped and fell forward, bracing herself with her right hand. Period. She did not strike her head or experience loss of consciousness. Period. She believes she injured her neck and knees and arms and went to the emergency room the same day. Period. She had further evaluation but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Period. She did not undergo any surgery nor is she receiving any ongoing treatment at this time. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Capistran Lucera alleges she slipped and fell at work on 10-4-18, causing injuries to the right shoulder and cervical spine. Her treatment records show she was seen at Jefferson Health on 10-4-18. Period, she stated she was walking, headed upstairs, and fell, putting her left hand out to help catch her fall. Period, she then fell forward, hitting her right arm and right leg. Period, she had pain on the right side of her neck, radiating down to her arm. Period, she also feels an itch on her right knee where she landed on it. Period, she underwent x-rays of the shoulder and humerus that did not show any acute fractures or dislocations. Period, x-rays of the elbows similarly were negative. Period, she also underwent right wrist x-rays that were negative. Period, she was diagnosed with right shoulder strain, comma right arm pain, comma right wrist injury, and right knee contusion, for which she was begun on naproxen and cyclobenzaprine. Period. She continued to be seen in this group. And on 11-15-18, stated she was still having a lot of pain on her right shoulder and right wrist. Period, she was still getting tingling in her right hand. Period. She was then referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. In paragraph, this began at Rothman Orthopedics on 12-5-18. And she was seen by Dr. Gupta, G-U-P-T-A, period. He noted a course of treatment to date and subjective complaints, period, after evaluation. He diagnosed right shoulder joint pain and likely right cervical radiculopathy. But he wanted an MR arthrogram of the shoulder. Period, she was neurologically intact. Period, she did undergo an MR arthrogram of the shoulder on 10-4-18 to be inserted. Period. She returned to him on 2-6-19 to review these results. Period. He explained they demonstrated posterior labral tear and minimal rotator cuff tendinosis with no full thickness tear. Period. He explained her treatment was primarily non-surgical, so they would continue conservative care for the time being. Period. She followed up on 3-6-19 and had not started therapy due to some transportation issues. Period. She had also not seen a spine specialist. Period. However, she saw Dr. Gupta again on 5-15-19, having last been seen about 2.5 months ago. Period. She only had one session of physical therapy and did not continue it, as she needed a new prescription. Period. However, she anybody from workers' compensation called Dr. Gupta for a new prescription. Period. She also related her workers' compensation has still not authorized her to see a non-surgical spine specialist. Period. She continued to have numbness and tingling in the right upper extremity. Period. Symptoms otherwise on the shoulder are the same with no new complaints. Period. She went to a birthday party this past weekend and did some dancing, causing increased pain in her right shoulder, as she only had her shoulder up about 80-degree angle for a short period of time. Period. Then performed a corticosteroid injection to the shoulder. Period. He followed her progress through 1-7-20, having last been seen about 7 months before. Period. She told him workers' compensation told her they were no longer covering her case. Period. Her symptoms had not changed at all, but apparently they reopened her case and was told she needs a reevaluation. Period. Her physical therapist previously explained she needed to see a spine specialist for her cervical spine. Period. She continued to remain symptomatic on the right shoulder and was paresthesias in the right upper extremity. Period. Dr. Gupta referred her for additional physical therapy and that she see a spine specialist. Period. On 3-4-20, she saw Dr. Gupta in follow-up for her right shoulder, having started physical therapy a little over 2 weeks ago with no real change in her symptoms. Period. She stated workers' compensation still had not authorized a non-surgical spine specialist evaluation. Period. He kept her on modified duty restrictions. Period. Ms. Capistrano-Cero then was seen in the same group by an orthopedic spine specialist named Dr. Woods on 10-28-20. Period. He diagnosed cervicalgia with cervical disc displacement at C5-6 and cervical radiculitis. Period. If her symptoms persisted, she would need to have an MRI of the cervical spine to rule out this disc herniation. Period. If the MRI was normal, then she would be at maximum medical improvement. Period. The paragraph the petitioner did undergo an MRI of the cervical spine on 11-7-20 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Woods reviewed these results with her on 1-20-21. Period. He recommended conservative treatment with injection and physical therapy. Period. She followed up with Dr. Woods through 8-18-21. With persistent right arm radicular pain and weakness. Period. He recommended surgical decompression and total disc arthroplasty to remove the pressure from her nerve and create an environment in which her pain and strength can improve. Period. It does not appear that she followed up with Dr. Woods, nor did she undergo the recommended surgery. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, she had abrasions on her left forearm. It caused by her handicapped sister. Period. The petitioner gets paid to take care of her adult handicapped sister. Period. She remained in her tights, limiting visualization and pinprick testing in the lower extremities. Period. She did complain of having cramping in her calves. Period. Extremities upper. Right shoulder external rotation. Strength was 5-5, but strength was otherwise 5/5. where there was global tenderness, palpation about the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Hands, wrists, elbows normal, shoulders normal, extremities, lower sheet, raised her stretch pants, upward, limiting proximal visualization. Period. Thrust of that section is normal, knees normal, spine cervical. She was mildly tender. In the midline at C7, but there was none at the paravertebral or trapezius musculature, nor was there any spasm. Period. Thrust of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited only a stretching sensation in her quadriceps, but no low back or radicular complaints. Period. Impressions. On 10-4-18, Laura Capistrano-Lucero slipped and fell while climbing up steps at work. Period. She was seen the same day at Jefferson Health, where x-rays of her shoulder, elbow, forearm, and wrist were negative for acute abnormalities. Period. She was initiated on conservative treatment. Period. She then was referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. New paragraph. She came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Gupta on 12-5-18. Period. He had her undergo an MR arthrogram on 123-19 to be inserted here. Period. He then performed a corticosteroid injection to the shoulder and recommended therapy. Period. However, she was non-compliant and attending therapy on a regular basis. Period. After more than one gap in treatment, she returned to him and was sent for a cervical spine MRI on 11-7-20 to be inserted here. Period. She then was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Woods, who eventually recommended spine surgery that was not performed. Period. She is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found she had full range of motion of the right upper extremity. Period. She had global tenderness, palpation about the right shoulder, that is non-physiologic. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the hands, wrists, elbows, and shoulders were negative. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the knees were also negative. Period. She did not require a handheld assistive device for ambulation and had no limp or foot drop. Period. She had mild tenderness, palpation in the midline at C7. Period. However, she was neurologically intact in both the upper and lower extremities. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the right hand slash wrist, comma shoulder, comma or knee. Period. In terms of the cervical spine, there is a minimal amount of permanency for the multi-level abnormality seen on MRI. Period. She does remain functional as in her ability to take care of her handicapped adult sister. Period. And that is the end.